Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on this Taco Tuesday. Joining us in studio from FilmStudyBaltimore.com.
Hey, Rob, how's it going?
He is Ken McCusick. Doing well. How are you, Ken?
Life's good.
Ken, I want you just to get involved in a debate with us, okay? On one side, you have Mike Preston and Jeremy Kahn. On the other side, you have two people who are right, me and Ed. Did I have set that up right, Ed? Anyway. Ed and I think Roquan Smith had a very good football game. Mike and Jeremy believe he started off slow, and Mike thought early on in the game he may have gotten his butt kicked a little bit.
Well, the first two drives, the Ravens weren't really stopping him at all. They got behind 22-3 in total snaps, which was a problem. And I'm not saying Roquan had no part in that, but this is one of Roquan's best games as a Raven. He was outstanding, had 12 tackles, didn't miss any. 9 of them included contributions to defensive wins, so that was a big deal. And frankly, if you're looking at who could bring the Ravens back, they've got this plethora of nose tackles that they want to play along the defensive line. Good space eaters, but they're not much for making tackles themselves. It's got to be Roquan Smith leading the way for this defense. It has to be.
I thought Buchanan had a nice play in there, too, at one point. Big time.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah. When he exploded through the middle of the line, came out like he was shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
Dove over the blocker.
I just think I'm talking about Buchanan. Mm-hmm. But I remember talking to Ken about him at camp, saying, something about this guy. I liked his football sense. I just thought he was, anyway. What about the Mike Green breaking into the league this weekend? Does it bode well for this team that he finally got his first, first sack?
Yeah, it bodes well, and I think people need to have realistic expectations about Mike Green, and this is a guy who's being asked to do so much right now. Yeah. I mean, this is like, I don't want to compare this in a way to the Battle of Britain, but that's what it kind of feels like in terms of, all the responsibilities being foisted on him, but he's taken more snaps than anybody at outside linebacker right now. He's played 62% of the snaps for the year, which is ridiculous for a rookie. I mean, Terrell Suggs, his rookie year, played 39% of the snaps and got 12 sacks. Okay. This year, this game, it was 52 for him, 40 for Van Noy, and 30 for Ajabo. And they only had 3 guys they dressed at outside linebacker, which is ridiculously shorthanded. So he kept the Ravens in the game early, and he didn't show up again in the pass rush for the entire rest of the game. But he had the 2 drive-ending pressures on each of the first 2 drives that kept the Ravens in the game and left it at only 6-0.
Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you about the usage of Pat Ricard. Were you surprised that he wasn't used more in that game? Because we were all talking about what a difference that was going to be having him back. And did you see a difference when he was in? It's 14 plays.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of plays. They played pretty heavy overall, so they used their tight ends a lot in this game. They're, I think, 1.81 heavies per play in this game, which is it's fairly high.
Was it a lot of 12 and 13 personnel?
Yeah, a lot of 12 and 13. They used a fair number of 3 tight end sets in the game. So, but 1.81 is the average number of tight ends and fullbacks per play.
Kim McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Steelers lost, Bengals lose, Browns lose badly, Ravens at 2-5, but once again, the favorites to win the AFC North by a big margin. How much does this division suck, man?
Yeah, well, it's great for the Ravens. It doesn't suck for them. No, it's good to be in this position, and you know, it's a complete change of fortune. I don't know about you guys, because you have to listen to these negative phone calls all week, and you know, it's the job, right?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't feel negative about this team at all, man. Okay. I think they have a legitimate chance.
Yeah. I mean, that's great, but I have to analyze the thing, and then I have to hear the team badmouthed all week and whatnot, and it's depressing, you know, when you have a long losing streak is all I can say. A 4-game losing streak is tough, and it's great to have this. This is a win. It means we're going to have fun until Thursday. We're going to the game in Miami, but should be more fun even there.
And then we'll have more fun after that game until the next Sunday, because I think they beat that game in that game as well.
Ed? Yeah. Well, I asked you about, I'm going to stay on defense. So I asked you about Mike Green already. We talked about Roquan. What about Nate Wiggins? He had that, you know, that huge play. How was he overall? And they got some really fast receivers on the Dolphins, as I recall. So how do you see him coming up this week? But I guess this game, how did he do?
Yeah, so tough game for him in some ways. He had Rome Odunze a fair amount of the game. He's the number one draft pick from last year who played very well. And he's a difficult matchup for anybody, and if you give most of that to Wiggins, it's making it hard for them. I thought he did pretty well overall. He did give up some catches, and I would expect that to happen. But then he came up with the game's biggest play at the biggest time. Yeah. You know, we'd seen that movie before. They had the ball down three. It didn't look good from a lot of perspectives, and he comes up with the interception. All of a sudden, they needed a 9-yard drive for a touchdown, and they put that together in two plays.
Well, Mike and I also thought he started off slow and finished strong. anyway, what about Keaton Mitchell? Because I love the fact that they finally used him. I didn't like what Harbaugh said. It was like, yeah, we were feeling like we had to get... You should have got him in at the beginning of the year, this numbers crunch. But you see why it's so good to have him out there. What did you think with Keaton Mitchell? And I hopefully see more of him in the future?
I mean, this is what I love about Keaton Mitchell in this game. He allows Todd Monken to completely middle finger what the opponents are doing, basically, in terms of how they line up, use misdirection completely. They ran two counter plays where they had the two pulling players went in the opposite direction of where Mitchell went. Mitchell just ran to the open side of the field where there was uncovered players that could potentially tackle him, and they were all misdirected by the counter.
It's like playing chess. You're thinking about three plays down the line. You know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get them going that way. It's amazing.
Well, now we know what was wrong with the Ravens' offense the previous weeks.
They weren't playing without their
middle finger. Oh. Hard to play without your middle finger. Ken McCusick in studio with us. He's not going anywhere. Ken, when we return, I want to ask you about the Ravens' very unique defensive approach. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fan. 8:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com in studio with us as he is every Tuesday. Ken, the Ravens the last 2 weeks played no standard nickel. They played what you call a big nickel. Describe that to us.
So a big nickel, and standard nickel has three corners on each of the three wide receivers, typically against 11 personnel it's used, and two safeties. And the big nickel has three safeties and two corners. And they've been using Kyle Hamilton as a slot cornerback, essentially, which means they're playing big nickel. Been terrific for the Ravens in this game. 36 plays and 3.7 yards per play for the big nickel in this game. Hamilton's also up front when he moves to dime, which is the other position he plays primarily. He had 17 snaps as the dime back, which means he moves kind of over to Will linebacker to play, if you want to think of it that way, in the middle of the field. That was not nearly as successful. They gave up 10.1 yards per play in the dime in this game. They lack the pass rushers to do it. But one thing I want to talk about just really briefly with regard to Hamilton playing slot corner in this game is the Bears had three receivers who can really challenge Hamilton with their speed. And they're fortunate Luther Burden went down fairly early in this game. And,
he's their deep threat, right?
Yeah, big time. Yeah. A guy who, you know, rookie. So anyway, that he'll face other teams that have three wide receivers. Miami this week would be another one. But teams that play 12 personnel are usually perfect matchups for the Ravens because that puts Hamilton in the slot against a tight end a lot of the time.
What about what you call sauntering substitution? It's like the... There's the slow trot on and off the field to kind of eat up some clock. What about that?
Okay, so this is actually hilarious, and it happened, and the color guy caught it as it happened. But
it was J.J. Watt, wasn't it?
I'm not sure who was doing the game, honestly. But anyway, they had a substitution. There was about 5 minutes left to go. So think of it, 300 seconds left in the ball game. The Ravens wasted about 10 because I think it was Zacchaeus, the receiver of the previous play, had to come out of the game. And once they make a substitution, then the defense can substitute. And the defense, while the defense is substituting, the official stands over the football with the clock still running, both the play clock and the game clock. So the defense is under no, you know, incentive to hurry up and get on the field. And they showed it that way. Brent Urban is kind of the master of this in terms of knowing exactly how quickly he's supposed to run off. Anyway, they waited to get the two guys on. Then they waited to roll off the field slowly. And you can see them kind of just sauntering towards the sideline. And then the official steps away from the ball. They've got their back to it. But clearly the Ravens assistant coaches are saying, okay, come on, come on. And then they hurry and get to the sideline the time before.
Just saunter onto the field when they feel like it, right?
Funny to watch.
So a couple of things that I think are interesting from the game on Sunday, just looking at what they did on offense. Because there were times did you like the Charlie Kohler play?
Sure.
I didn't like it with the down and the time and all that, but while I'm watching it, I thought it was a beautiful play design. And we had the comments from Monken afterwards, I guess with Trippy slapping hands, and he's all fired up. What have you felt about his play? How did you feel about it on Sunday? And overall, did you have any issues with it?
I first of all, I love the use of Keaton Mitchell. So if you want more detail on that, listen to the offensive pod.
I don't like is they need more of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't like. Need more of it.
Yeah. He's a great change of pace back, and you know the misdirection he gives you is ridiculous. So that's great. You know, I like that play in particular. There was kind of a bit of a rub there that was going on that would helped him get free. But honestly, it looked like it was just a blown coverage assignment.
It's a beautiful play design where I think what they did is they ended up sucking in one of the guys to come up to the line, and that's where Kohler kind of sneaks out behind him. But yeah, beautiful play design, but we've seen some of that, and you talked about it, like with the misdirection, the handoffs to Zay, the sweeps or the tosses to Mitchell, and getting things going in different ways and then setting them up the other way.
It's going to be much more powerful with Lamar Jackson back. I mean, you have the multiple elements of misdirection they have are just going to be that much more magnified with having Mitchell. And I want to see more packages, honestly, that have Mitchell and Henry on the field at the same time. I think you can make a lot of hay with that.
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, other than maybe a couple of balls put in jeopardy, Huntley had a pretty good game on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely great. He's about 60 yards better than his expectation or his opportunity set, which I just looked at this morning, but was not particularly good. He only had five ample time and space opportunities, did really well on those, did well under pressure, which is very un-Huntley-like. So that's he did extremely well in this game. He's effective leaving the pocket as a runner too. Can't forget that with a big run up the middle. It looked bad because he ran right into his own player. He ran right into the back of Zay Flowers, but Zay was getting kind of abused down the field by the safety there.
How would you rate the offensive line play? I thought I liked some of the things I saw Ronnie do, Stanley, because I wasn't so sure about him with his his health and this and that. But I thought overall he did pretty well.
Yeah, disastrous game the last 3 weeks for Ronnie. We're worried about at the end at any time for Ronnie, of course, but then he doesn't finish two games and he's hurt and he misses the third game. And he came back and he had a solid game in this one, so I was very happy with it. He did allow three pressures. It wasn't perfect in any sense. Didn't look like to me he hurt his ankle. Looked like to me he got kicked in the nuts when he went down. Huh. That's what you see it?
Yeah, that would have been my guess as well. But. Yeah. Anytime you get kicked in the nuts, you're going to go down, by the way.
Yeah.
It hurts
a lot.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting
it's not even hurt. I'm
looking at my bingo card.
Yeah, I didn't expect a kid to give us a kick to the nuts.
Oh, there we go.
When you said, I'm like,
literally, see, he falls down on the top of the defender, and the defender's like kind of got his knee up, and it was not well placed for him.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about the play that really irritated me, the forward progress stop? And again, I just want him to get something uniform in the league so we understand it, because he did not make a football move. The ball never touched the ground, and I would have been okay had they reviewed it and said, hey, ball never touched the ground, his forward progress wasn't stopped, because that was the cop-out by them. They didn't know what to call, and it's like, oh, we blew the whistle because his progress stopped. How? Mm-hmm. The play was so fast, and you got to have something correct there that we all know what is a catch and what isn't a catch. And they're not defining it the proper way with that play. And again, I think ultimately when all said and done, they may have called it a double catch and the pass complete because Marlon pulled the ball away and he had his hands on it as well. And the tie may go to the offense. But then tell us that.
Yeah, and it would have been 4 yards further back because there was the bobble involved. Yeah. The problem is basically in the quick whistle. And the past problem, which is no longer a technology problem with the NFL in any way, shape, or form, is that the whistle and the film aren't together for purposes of review.
Right.
But you could have an electronic whistle that information goes directly to New York and you know exactly what the timing of it is. The official just blew the whistle too quickly. That was the real issue with the play.
Ken, what did you learn about the Baltimore Ravens in Week 8?
I learned just how important these two veteran defenders are. The return of Marlon Humphrey, we didn't talk about, and Roquan as well. And if the Ravens are going to make a run at it, I think it's going to be the defense leading the way at a much different level than they've played. And Roquan Smith leading that linebacking group will be a big part of it.
Yeah, you sure will. Tell us all about filmstudybaltimore.com.
Sure, got the normal stuff out this week. The defensive article is already out. The defensive review will be a podcast today, and it's worth maybe listening if you want to get into the process a little bit, because my wife is on it with me. She's the one who works with me to do a lot of the scoring for all elements, but got one part that she's on today.
Thanks a lot. Ken McCusick, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Terps survive against UMBC in an exhibition. Overall, what are your expectations? We'll talk about that at 8:45. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
We got a lot to talk about, and I'm ashamed that Ken's leaving because we are playing What's in My Butt today. Ken, I'm sorry you're going to miss, buddy.
Ken said he wasn't being kicked in the nuts.
What's in My Butt? In this one, I'm not even going to give you guys a guess because you would never guess this object. It's so weird.
I never do.
I can't wait to talk about this. And we have a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde who they were caught on camera doing what after they robbed a joint? Well, they were having sex. We'll talk about that when we come back in the World of Stupid.
That I would have guessed.
All right, it is the World of Stupid, so we are going to get stupid. A lot of times we talk about ignorant people. You know, I think a lot. We bring up flights quite a bit, traveling, obviously, things that happen. Weird stuff happening on planes. Well, how about this one? An unhinged foreign master student allegedly stabbed two teens on a flight with a fork. It was a flight from Chicago to Germany. He stabbed two people with a fork. What could have happened to make you this mad? It was an Indian man, Praneeth Kumar. Yeah, we're not doing that. First 28-year-old master student. He stood over a 17-year-old passenger who was asleep following meal service and lunged at him with a metal fork, striking him in the left clavicle. They're saying that Yusip Ali then stabbed another 17-year-old on board en route to Frankfurt in the back of the head using the same fork. When the flight crew tried to subdue him, he formed a gun with his fingers, put it in his mouth, and pretended like he was pulling the trigger. So clearly this guy was on something or had some sort of mental break. But put that in the other things that I don't want to happen on a flight. Because have you been on a flight where somebody's had to be restrained?
No.
No. Neither.
I've had an unruly passenger. They didn't restrain him. It was actually a problem because that's when I had the endorsement with AirTran. And I got the business class seats every... I had the, you know, so you were in first class seat, essentially, two across. I was at the window. The guy asked if he could switch and to have the window seat. He never flew much. I said, yeah, sure. So I take the other seat. Then he becomes a complete a-hole, drunk out of his mind. I end up, you know, having to go to the flight crew and say, hey, just so you know, it's not me in that seat now. And they go, thank you for telling us. Because they actually had me circled on the list there.
Like, that's when you just help them get a nap. Hey, are you hungry? Here's two elbows for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be like, and again, like, I don't want to see it on a flight. It's scary as hell.
I frequently get an unruly passenger.
Is it you?
Kevin Brown.
Oh, Kevin Brown. Yeah. What's he do?
Nothing.
Oh, see,
nothing.
The only thing I've ever had, and I've told the story, was the worst turbulence I've ever had in my life, where it felt like the plane was falling out of the sky. It was a 45-minute flight from New Orleans to Charlotte coming back from the Super Bowl the day early because I had to come back here and do a radio show. Thanks a lot, management. Hey, you got a free ticket to the Super Bowl in New Orleans and a big party that Ed Reed's throwing. Yeah, we want you to come back.
Vinny and I chose to come back.
Yeah, well, screw you guys. I would have stayed. They made me come back. That being said.
The worst feeling I had was when we had a little bit of turbulence and Robbie spent 5 minutes telling us, everybody, whoa, we're falling. Whoa, we're falling. That's the worst experience I've had on a plane. But Robbie, stop. We're falling.
Whoa. All right, let's talk about this modern-day Bonnie and Clyde. They were caught on camera having sex at a popular Arizona eatery before robbing the joint. That's right. They were having a good old time. Scottsdale police, by the way, we all been to Scottsdale?
Yes.
No.
Party City,
Phoenix,
baby.
Not Scottsdale.
Scottsdale, that might be the single mother capital of the world. I mean, it was. You get the cougars out there that are coming out and partying and just looking to have a great time. But Scottsdale police are investigating the early morning break-in at Mon Cherie, a rose-themed restaurant in the Old Town section of Scottsdale, known for its pink decor and Instagram-ready displays. They broke in around 3:50 a.m. when security footage showed a man and a woman entering the property, engaging in sexual activity among the floral decorations near the outdoor patio seating, then forcing their way inside to rob the place. They got caught in the moment. There's roses everywhere. Maybe it was kind of romantic, but modern day Bonnie and Clyde, you guys are going to jail. First thing I noticed was that the whole stand was totally like torn apart. There were things all over the place. Suspects made off with about $450 in cash, an iPhone 5 used as the hostess phone, and a bottle of Bacardi rum. Two doors were damaged during the burglary. What is wrong with people?
So they filmed themselves having sex before somebody else got them?
No, the security cameras got them.
So I can't go to jail for $400-something.
That's what I'm like.
If I'm going to rob you,
booty over there.
The risk has to be worth the reward. He's putting together his ongoing problem.
No, he's putting together. We got a good segment coming up next.
The risk has to be worth the reward. $400-something.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Well, what's the rule? Is it under 600 that you? Where do you guys know where?
Oh, it's under 1,000.
Depends on the jurisdiction.
Whatever state or
yes.
is it state?
Yeah, where I was South Carolina was at the time was 1,000.
Yeah, New York was 1,000, and then it was 1,500 for to make grand larceny. They play with the numbers like that.
Because you had some smart thieves who were out there stealing $595 worth of stuff or $990.
Well, that was they were doing in California. If you remember, they were charging like $999 for a donut or something. And then they'd give you everything back except the $2.
I'm not going to be able to.
It was ridiculous because he was stealing stuff and they were making that was the cost.
Here's what I'm going to do, okay? We're getting ready to play What's in My Butt.
Okay.
And Joe knows that. I can't turn my camera around to you my computer around to you with the cameras on. Ed, I just want to show you this and I want you to describe what you're seeing if you can.
That's interesting. It's is it like oh, there's a ruler next to it.
Yeah.
I think those are centimeters. Yeah, they must be.
It's still huge.
Oh, hey, absolutely.
There's remnants on it.
I don't know what it is, but I see the size and girth of it.
It's about the size of that disinfectant wipe there.
Yeah.
I was going to hold it up. But
that traffic light looking thing.
Yeah. It looks like it's kind of metallic or hard plastic.
Does it look fun?
It looks like it doesn't belong in anybody's ass.
Yeah. It looks like a giant... So phallus.
It's a stressed anus.
That's what happened. Yeah. It was a stressed anus. This is on Facebook if you guys want to see it. I was trying to share it on Twitter, but it's really hard because this was a Facebook post, and I'm not going through all that. But 50-year-old man presented with abdominal pain and constipation. Ugh. I wonder what it could be. Could it be the 18-centimeter cylindrical object that I shoved in my rectum? Well, yeah, it could be that. Later identified as plaster cast that had hardened in place.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, my God. CT scan showed the dense radiopaque, column pressing against the rectal wall, but sparring adjacent
18
organs.
18 centimeters?
Yes.
Like, what, 7 inches?
It looks bigger than that, doesn't it? Oh, I didn't even get this. Did you see the other part?
Divided
this
is 2. The x-rays, 5,
look at the x-rays.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. This stuff is great. By the way, just so I talked to a doctor about this, and if anybody needs a PSA, nothing accidentally goes in your butt. Nothing accidentally goes in there.
And deciding whether or not he wants to pull it out or give it to him.
See, and that's what I'm talking about, Joe. Joe, can you see this over my shoulder? Because it is. It looks amazing, doesn't it?
It looks like an artillery shell.
Yes. Well, we had that one. We had the French guy that shoved
It was still active.
World War II artillery shell up his backside.
Ooh, when is that?
We did that one a while back. But I do like when we get some of these weird, and then the stories that come along with it. Because usually in December, I do the year in review of what was in people's butts. It's always a fun time. It's a Christmas
year
thing.
In review.
Yeah, because
because we heard it once, we had nothing better than hearing it twice.
Well, to be fair, it's kind of like right around the time that it comes out for the holidays where you can get the What's in My Butt game for home.
Okay.
So that's why we do the year in review.
Do they order that off your gambling site?
It's Sharper Image, Joe. Does that have...
That's where you get the Gaydar.
Yeah, Gaydar and you get your What's in My Butt. Yeah, it's the home version.
And a massage chair.
But this thing is just enormous. And again, I don't know how we get to so many of these stories because I've never been that curious about, hey, I wonder what that feels like.
You're curious about a lot.
I am, and that's not one of them. Hey, no. Nobody wants that. That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Mike Locksley, Maryland football coach, joins us at 9 o'clock as his team gets ready for homecoming against Indiana. But on the other side, speaking of Terps, Terps survive against UMBC in an exhibition. Overall, what are your expectations for them in 2025-26? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jacobs out front to King. 13 seconds to go in the game. Terps are up by two. King will drive to the left side. A corner three on the way. It's no good. And the rebound by Payne with 3.2 seconds to play. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Retrievers, and it's Maryland basketball.
And that's courtesy of 105.7 The Fan. Jerry, what you got going on over there?
Yeah, caller number five. Two tickets to see the Maryland men's basketball team take on their DMV rival, Georgetown, at their home opener on November 7th at the Xfinity Center in College Park. 410-583-1057. Speaking of the Terps, got a chance last night to check out Derek Queen a little bit in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Zion sat last night, thought he was going to get some more minutes. He played well. He had a game before where he played really, really good. I think it was the game before this one. But looking forward to this season.
Now, Joe, you seem to be a tad bit disappointed about this exhibition game for the Terps.
You can't lose by one. More of just also, they have three. I think they have four players that were courtside, and they had the little carts with their foot in the boot.
Yeah. A lot of injuries on this team.
Yeah.
What is up with this area and injuries?
I don't know, man.
Even the Commanders have it.
Something's up with this. The water this year.
The Commanders have injuries.
The ground was sprayed with evil here.
They beat UMBC Retrievers 82-81 last night. Retrievers outscored them in the second half of the game. If you are the Retrievers, you have to be happy about the performance. But if you're the Terps, Jeremy, you got to be a little concerned.
Yeah, I think so. I try not to get caught up too much in exhibition games. Like, let me ask you, when you're coaching a game that doesn't essentially matter, do you care if you win or lose in your mind? Like, if you were playing, for example, if you had a scrimmage, mm-hmm. and the scrimmage, they reset the score at the end of every first quarter. In your mind, do you know if you won by 8, 10, or 12? Because I think we all look at that stuff. Or do you
My
care?
My managers will always tell me that's number one. But let's go back to your original question. Do I care? If I played the equivalent of what UMBC should be to Maryland, this would concern me.
Okay, very fair. I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
I just don't know. You don't know what he's coaching in that game. If he's saying, I want to see this group together, I want to see that group together, and that's the one thing where I'm not going to just sit here and come out and kill him.
And again, I'm going back to this. I'm going to do that in every scrimmage, every preseason game. That's how we coach. And there's some teams that you know if you coach that way, because how competitive they are, and they should be, it's going to be a close win or maybe a close loss. You understand that going into it. However, the distance between the Big Ten, Maryland Terps, and the American East UMBC, Maryland should be able to do that and still win by 10 to 12 points. They should, you would think. If not, then that tells me you don't have any depth at all. I mean, if you're playing your bench and people like that, and it's that close, then it says you have no depth. If these guys are playing evenly with the American East opponents, then what do they do coming off the bench against the Big Ten opponents?
But we also got to look at it this way. I don't want to say the cupboard was bare, but he had to go out and get pretty much everything to put this team together. Transfer portal, mm-hmm. making sure that you're getting this in, that in. Like, it was a whole new rebuild of what this team's going to be. And I don't know how many players he actually went out and got that, like, he wanted, like, that's his guy. I want to have this guy for the next 3 to 4 years, whatever. I know we had some A&M transfers come over. Just have to see how it works out together and the rapport they build. I'm probably somebody that's not going to judge them on their first few games until I see him.
I'm going to judge them on their first two games, but I'm not going to judge him on this year.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to determine what I think, who I think they are this year. However, whoever they are this year, for me, is not an indictment on Buzz Williams. It's not. I know, but what did Denzel Washington say? Remember the Titans? just let it seek in. It's Novocaine.
Yeah.
Just let it seek in. It'll start kicking in. That's Buzz Williams. Just give him some time. It'll start kicking in, but he's got to be able to build it the way that he can build it. So year number one is my year for him to see him do what he does, work the magic slowly but surely. Because if this team is like what we see right now, Buzz is going to figure out a way to get some wins from him. I'm not down on him. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing right now is alarming.
Well, looking at it ahead of time, like, what are your thoughts on where this team finishes? What would be a good season for you with all things considered? Obviously, we know what a bad
season. Can I go through it a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Got to beat Coppin. I don't know what to expect against Georgetown.
Go ahead. I wonder, how is Georgetown now?
Yeah.
They haven't been good for a while. They're still meh.
They're meh. I don't know. Oh,
they're slightly better than
So it may be meh versus meh. They should beat Alcorn State. I don't know what to think about Marquette.
Come out and see meh versus meh.
I think they should beat Mount St. Mary's, UNLV. Gonzaga could be a loss. Wagner should be a win. Old Dominion should be a win. So I think Maryland is in a year where they should beat most of the teams that we think they should beat traditionally. But I don't know about the Michigans of the world. I don't know about the UCLAs of the world, the Illinois and Purdue and Michigan
State.
Number
one in the country right
now. Yeah, those are the ones I concern myself with.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm going to determine who they are those first five games. Coppin State, Georgetown, Alcorn State, Marquette, and Mount St. Mary's. Yes, folks, it's Alcorn. Like two L's, not one.
Is it?
Yes, Alcorn. It's not Alcorn, it's Alcorn.
They're going to get another L? So after that game, is it going to be Alcorn?
Somebody tried to correct me on air one day, it's Alcorn. No, it's not. It's Alcorn. And then someone who went to the school called in and said, it's Alcorn.
All right.
But I think those five games, that'll be what I... No, you know what? Let me go six. Throwing UNLV too. Because I think UNLV and Georgetown are kind of like a little bit the same.
Yeah. Look, this ain't the 90s, guys.
Marquette is the wild card. How good is Marquette? I don't know.
They're always solid, though.
You look at the coach, Shaka Smart. Remember the time Shaka Smart team didn't compete?
Because he coaches a certain... It was weird, because when he went to Texas, he coaches a certain style, and then now you're getting better players that you think that style should be great for with all the pressure, and you're going, why isn't it working at Texas? And then all of a sudden he winds up in Marquette, and here it is. It's back again, just like it was at all the other schools he went to.
Do you think it just didn't work in that... SEC? Maybe. That style didn't work in the SEC?
It could be. And again, maybe it's injuries. Maybe it's the type
of
players.
Maybe it's the SEC in basketball is the equivalent of the SEC in football and baseball now.
And maybe it's also the point where in basketball, you might be recruiting a lot of one-year players. Yeah. And when you were at Marquette, you're probably going to get a lot of guys that stay 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. What about you? What do you expect from them?
I mean, I don't know what to expect. Like, I'm not trying to cop out here because it's a new coach with that I really like. But I mean, he really had to piecemeal this team and pick up the pieces that Willard left. So I like what you said. It's okay to judge the team, but like with him, I'm not going to sit here and say he's the right guy or the wrong guy for the job if they struggle through their first 10 games. I know he can coach. He's coached everywhere. Speaking of Marquette, he coached there.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech, A&M. You can sit here and look at it. The analytics aren't going to love a guy like Buzz Williams from what he does offensively. And I think they might like him defensively, you know, because of the style that he plays. He's a phenomenal coach. Yeah. And I know you guys love him because he's a great dresser. But, like, come on, man. The guy can coach.
Yeah, but he can rag, too. Yeah. I don't care what you say, man. Guy can wear a suit.
I don't even know what that means.
Jacob Calvert-Meyer joins us at 9:30 to talk to Orioles situation. New manager, Craig Albernaz joins the ball club. But on the other side, we're sticking with Maryland. We're going football. Coach Loxley joins us up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.